Advent is the season when we understand the process or the experience of preparing to celebrate the birth of Jesus. I have to acknowledge that sometimes I find it difficult to experience that longing that the folks in the day of Jesus, when he was born, that longing that they must have experienced and must have felt. The text that Phila just read is one that creates tremendous longing and desire for God to be present in our world and to be active in our lives and to bring about God's imaginations, God's dreams for humanity on this planet. And so I have to admit again that since Jesus has already come, you know, we know 2,000 years ago, it's sometimes hard to feel that longing and that desire during Advent. But I found something that sometimes has helped me. And again, this year, and one of the reasons I chose this sermon from 2009 is because it resonated with me again for this year. It's not really so much a sermon on a text as it is a way of remembering how things have changed, how things are so different now since we know that Jesus came, and therefore being able to have that longing rekindled again. When we think of how things have changed, what if they had not changed? What if Jesus had not come? What wouldn't be true that is true today? And that stirs within me longing. And again, a desire for Jesus to be present in our world. For one thing, there would not be any Christmas. There wouldn't be any Christmas trees. There wouldn't be any Christmas gatherings. There wouldn't be any Christmas presents. And it depends on which end you are on that as to whether that would sound good or not. Are you on the receiving end and, oh, that would be too bad? Or are you on the one who's purchasing these and, oh, okay, we don't have to do that this year? There would not be the caroling, the times where we get together and we just sing and remember the goodness and the wonder of not only that night and that time, but the wonder of what God brought about as Jesus came as the incarnation of the Holy One. All of that sort of thing, I guess, would have to come from some other thing. For those of you who are students in school, there'd be no Christmas break from school. It would just be going straight on through. We wouldn't be here today. We wouldn't be here ever. There would be no Bethel Mennonite Church. There would be no Mennonite Church. There would be no gathering of these folks. There would be no opportunity for the relationships and connections that we have with one another. And the way that we enrich each other's lives, not because we're such wonderful folks and we like each other so well, but because we share that common bond of the reality that God is present among us, that God is with us, that God gives us a common purpose. God calls us in ways that bring us together to serve, ways that probably would not be so had Jesus not been born in that barn. In 2009, when I first put this sermon together, I referred to some other specific things that wouldn't be happening, and I'm going to use some names here. Hope you forgive me for that. I tend to have had a policy of not using names. And but I wrote in that sermon that Ed and Irene Schrock would not be in Cambodia, would not have gone to Cambodia to serve there. The Cragos would not have been currently at that time, I think, in Dominican Republic or for many other times in Nigeria, serving and working among people to bring about God's goodness, God's grace, God's hope in their lives. I also, since then, added a couple of others. Jerry and Jeanette would not have been in Egypt or Jordan at all those many years ago, nor would Dave and Aaron Wilcox have been in Ecuador. Bringing good news, serving others, bringing hope and cheer. There would be no church services or missions or ministries of caring and compassion around the world. And actually, I had pictures for all of these things, but my PowerPoint didn't come through this morning. And so you'll have to imagine. The theme is imagine. Yeah, you'll have to imagine these things. But I had pictures of the Legacy Youth Group who were serving, I believe, in Texas, had gone there to do some restoration and some work. There would have been no John Driver in Puerto Rico when I was a child. He was working there establishing a relationship with people in the villages around Ay Bonito, and a church grew out of that. And I was especially grateful for John Driver being there, because he had a little daughter named Cindy, and she was my second grade girlfriend. Never would have happened. There would be no Mennonite World Conference. I just yesterday got an email about Mennonite World Conference coming up, where Anabaptist, Mennonite-related churches from all over the world come together. And in 2009, Vanita and I went to Asunción, Paraguay for that gathering. And the wonder of all of those folks from around the world, of all different races, of all different ethnic groups, of all backgrounds, coming together and sharing together in common purpose and understanding about the work of God through Jesus in our lives and in our community. Things would be different. A little boy named Chualo from Bolivia, his father was a medicine man, and he tried as a nine-year-old, when I first heard this story, he tried as a nine-year-old to never let his father know when he was not feeling well, when he was sick. Because if his father, the medicine man, found out that he was sick, he would beat Chualo in order to drive out the evil spirits. And then when he got well, if he recovered, when he finally got to be okay again, his father would make him drink a brew of boiled snake heads and mice in order to keep the evil spirits away. But there was this Presbyterian preacher who came down to Bolivia. He was not only a preacher, but he was a doctor. And what he came was, yes, to bring the good news of Jesus, but also to bring the good news that comes from the healing that can happen through the wonders of medicine that God has allowed folks to create and understand. And Chualo's family, his entire family, heard the story of Jesus and received the care of this Presbyterian doctor, pastor. And their home became a home of peace and care and hope and joy. And at the time then that I heard this, Chualo was now one of the leaders in the community, helping people to find the medicines and the care that they needed for healthy living. He was also sharing with them the good news of Jesus. If Jesus hadn't been born, there are hundreds from the streets of Calcutta who experienced the touch of God's love and care through Mother Teresa and many others who helped them. I wonder if that ever would have happened. Probably not. We have to admit, however, in the face of all of this, that unfortunately there have been times when Christianity has not followed the way of Jesus. And so there are times when people who claim to be followers of Jesus oppose things like science and discovery. Actually, some of my own forebears were in that category. And the bigger story than that opposition that has happened at times, the bigger story is that Christians, as the gospel has spread, brought new exploration of the world and discovery of things in creation and in the universe that allow us to continue to identify and experience those things that God intends through His creation. And yes, there are those things such as the Crusades, such as the Christian Church's support of Nazism, such as Christian nationalism that takes place in our day, those things that bring division, prejudice, tribalistic values. But the bigger story is that through Christ, as the apostle said, Peter, this is Paul in Ephesians, there is neither Greek nor Jew, male or female, slave or free, but all are brothers and sisters in Christ. And it is because of Jesus' presence that can be worked at, that can be expressed and experienced as we follow Jesus together and set aside those things that divide. In spite of the opposition sometimes to education, if Jesus hadn't ever come, I'm not so sure there would be a Princeton or a Yale. Those were started by churches. The university system in the U.S. was mainly started by churches. There would be no Eastern Mennonite University, no Goshen College, no Heston College. And actually, if there were no Heston College, there would never have been a Vanita. Her parents met there. And on the other hand, there would never be a Mervyn Vanita Berkey family because we met there as well. Things would be so much different in those ways. But all of that is small compared to what else Jesus accomplished. Jesus' life and teaching of God's welcome of all people as His children, His teaching of the way of peace and service, His inclusion of those who were considered subservient, His declaration of forgiveness for all, forgiveness of sin, forgiveness of the wrongdoings and the wrong attitudes and the wrong ways of pursuing our own goals and our own desires and our own passions. Jesus was an example of self-sacrifice as He gave His life even for His enemies on a Roman cross. And as the scripture says, He took upon Himself the guilt of our sin, our brokenness, so that we can find freedom and forgiveness in restored relationship with God. I recall also a supper when our children were young and we were having conversations there. And I asked the question, what if Jesus had never been born? And one of our kids said, we would all stay dead. The resurrection of Christ emphatically declares the power of God to redeem all that is broken, all that is death-dealing in our lives, to bring life and restoration out of wrong and pain and darkness and death. For Jesus, had He never been born, of course, would not have died and would not have been raised again. Jesus shows us the smiling face of God I have to acknowledge that oftentimes when I read the Hebrew Scriptures, I don't see the smiling face of God, although there are wonderful passages that also express that. But Jesus then comes, God in human flesh, incarnation, a mystery unfathomable, and yet a mystery and a reality in our lives and in our world. He expresses God's love for us, God's forgiveness for us, calls us to turn from our own ways and follow the path of God's love and God's care and God's forgiveness. And he doesn't just say, now go do it. He gives us the promise of the Spirit of God, to live within us, to lead us, to guide us, to empower us to live that way of God in the world. So what would be different for you if Jesus had never been born? What longings would you have for life to be different? For life to be more whole, more peaceful, more loving, more caring? Yes. When I think of all of those things that would not be so if Jesus had never been born, I have a renewed Advent longing for God's continuing work in our world, for Jesus to be again reincarnated through us, by the Spirit of Christ living in us to do God's work in the world. What a dramatic difference it makes that Jesus was born there in that stable. Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, the angel said, and it will be for all people. For unto you is born this day a Savior, Christ, the Lord. And then the angels sang, glory, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, shalom, wholeness, goodness, justice, forgiveness, grace. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill to all. Let's pray.